A weekend which was an experience, especially for sports fans, of what to do. In fact, I'm not even sure what was going on TV radio-wise. Obviously, radio, no, and TV, nothing at, as far as an actual event was taking place. I mean, we had nothing going on with the cancellation of all the games. So our sports broadcast schedule is free and clear.
On TV, a lot of the networks were replaying old college basketball games and
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Finding ways to fill time.
Well, they had to because the network set aside all that time for the conference championship games. So they had to do something.
Maybe the log in the fireplace. They couldn't have put that on there.
No, they could have done that. That would have been nice.
Something like that. Last Friday, Pat, you had a great suggestion as a possibility of maybe something to fill the sports void.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And this is a classic fond remembrance of maybe finding an alternative to the regular sports that we know of today. This is so cool!
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Remember that ending.
From 1961 through 1998, when ABC had Wide World of Sports on the air, hosted most of the years by the voice you heard, Jim McKay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that intro, when you heard it, I mean, in just a few words, just really captured.
It did, yeah.
The victory, the agony, defeat, the human drama.
Right.
That's just...
And you could, you know what? Those of you who grew up with Wide World of Sports and ABC, when Jim McKay's voice says the agony of defeat, you can picture the ski jumper crashing. You always, it was just, I don't know, you'll never forget it.
He survived and was made famous for
That's right, he was made famous for
failure.
Right.
But yeah, well, maybe, especially since we can't have gatherings of so many people, some of these sports oddities, though they had their gatherings, but think about that time when the four, I'll use the major sports that we know of, obviously, baseball, football, basketball, and hockey, weren't broadcast to the extent that they are, and your Saturday afternoons were filled with this variety of sports that you generally did not see on TV.
Right, yeah.
And that included things like curling, you'd get for the first time.
You'd get some curling.
Hi-Li or other martial arts kinds of things. They did. I had to look up a couple of things. Wrist wrestling. I forgot about that.
Wrestling.
A lot of people saw the weightlifting and powerlifting. Sometimes it was Olympic events that you didn't see only in Olympic years, but they were showed.
Yep.
Gymnastics and things like that. The famous skating barrel jumping.
Barrel. Yes.
They have skaters on that actually race, and try and jump over barrels. Demolition derbies that were shown.
Oh yeah.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
They
were a staple of that.
Right.
Rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
And as Pat and I discovered, for both of us, it was one of our favorites. Cliff diving.
Live from Acapulco.
Exactly right. Those divers would get up on those high cliffs and just hurl themselves off and look like, what the heck are they doing? And actually, when you heard some of the descriptions on dangerous it was, because in some cases they had to clear some rocks below.
Right.
But they jumped out far enough.
Yeah,
and that's just a few things.
I mean, they had the boxing on. I mean, I think one of the more famous parts of ABC Wild World of Sports was when Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier fought on set with Howard Cosell giving you play-by-play, if you remember that. But that's why I think ESPN ABC should do, since they don't really have any sports to show. Hey, show the kids what it used to be like back in the day.
Things that still happen in a lot of ways today, mm-hmm. but aren't getting the coverage again.
Right.
Maybe they deserve it. I did not know this, but it says here there were a couple of spinoff successful sports coverage mediums that took place. For example, they reference in 1961 when Wide World of Sports was first on the air, they covered a bowling event, which was so successful that a year later in 1962, that began the ABC sports coverage of the Professional Bowlers Tour. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Which PBA Tour for a long time was a staple on its own on Saturday afternoons. And it also talks about how in 1964, Wide World of Sports covered the Oklahoma Rattlesnake Hunt Championships, which premiered the outdoor program, The American Sportsman.
Who knew?
Is that right?
I never knew. I did not know that Wild World War Sports had spinoffs. But that's what it says here anyway. It also talks about how for a long time, NASCAR was covered. It says here on Wild World Sports until it became a regularly scheduled sporting event on its own. Right. As far as network coverage goes. So that's just, isn't that amazing when you think about that? Again, it started in 1961. It actually went through 1998, which is still for many in our lifetimes today. Of course, in the later years, it was vastly changed.
Yes, right.
And Jim McKay was no longer the host after a while. And you had other hosts that were filling in and things like that. But, yeah.
Well, you had Jim McKay and Keith Jackson. Frank Gifford, I'd assume, did some of that too. Chris Schenkel.
I was looking up because they were talking about all the different hosts that were on.
Al Michaels, who was a correspondent for it too.
Well, they referenced John Saunders, who did it for a year. Robin Roberts did it for a year. Becky, who remembers Becky Dixon? I'm sorry, Becky. I'm sure you were a great host, but I don't remember you at all. But Jimmy Kay did it from 61 through
84.
Doesn't even say, well, this is 1998. Was he still doing it just as a partial host?
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was not doing the whole program like he used to do as a partial host and things like that.
Right. But no, I was just thinking, hey, you know, if ABC needed something to fill it's the void of sports, just show those classic clips.
Oh, it was a fond memory. Surfing.
Yeah. Roller derby. Did you say that already?
I didn't say roller derby. That was another one. Badminton. Featured. And I'm sure they probably did some of the table tennis, too, that you only see in the Olympics and that the way that that's done, too. But
Charlie, is that when they would do the Battle of the Stars, too?
Oh, my gosh.
The Wide
Battle
World
of the
Sports.
Stars. Is that even mentioned? Oh, let me check something. That might be mentioned here. Okay, I got to get over to my computer here. Let's see. 1973, the Superstars. First televised as a segment on Wild World Sports. The following year, the Superstars debuted as a weekly winter series that lasted for 10 years.
There you go.
Oh, gosh. Yes, yes, yes. You just don't get that kind of quality sports coverage that goes on today.
Yeah.
Of course, today you're not getting any.
I was going to say, you're not getting any
sports
right
coverage.
Now.
That was a time, though. That was a time.
I did see that so far all of the major golf tournaments that we have in Michigan are still on, obviously, but you know, because they don't start until I think June, or at least late May, something like that.
Yeah, and of course,
so there's time.
Midland here, what's July for the event here? So yeah, there's a future scheduling that's not been affected at this time. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
The human drama of athletic competition. The thrill of victory, and of course, we know the agony of defeat. Ah, fond memories, Wide World of Sports.